Carol Davitt, Executive Director, Missouri Prairie Foundation.
All right, and we're here today at the Conservation Day at the Jefferson City. Can you tell us why your organization is here?
Sure. This is a great opportunity for us to let folks here know about how important prairie is to our state. We once had 15 million or more acres of prairie covering our state at the time of statehood. Today, we have fewer than 90,000 scattered acres. Prairie is an incredibly important resource for us. Our organization our land conservation efforts are devoted exclusively to prairie protection. And so we're here to let people know about how important prairie is. And we also are home to the Grow Native program, which is a program to promote the use of native plants for wildlife habitat, for home landscaping, monarch butterfly, food source, and for many other purposes. And we're delighted to be here and show our strong support for conservation in the state, along with 24 other conservation groups.
Right. And I understand that, is Missouri actually losing prairie as time goes on then?
Well, absolutely. I mean, as I said, we had 15 million acres of prairie or more at the time of statehood in 1821. And that has dwindled to fewer than 90,000 scattered acres. And yes, we continue to see prairie being plowed. So we're losing these incredibly important resources that are important not just for wildlife and pollinators, but for water quality, because prairie acts like an incredible sponge that helps absorb rainwater and release it slowly to streams. The prairie soil is a very important benchmark for what healthy soil looks like. We can learn so much about soil from studying our prairie soils. So it's just an incredibly important resource. It's a beautiful resource, and we're here to let people know about our prairie protection efforts and how people can restore or reconstruct prairie on their own land, how they can use native prairie plants to help slow stormwater, to provide habitat for quail, for songbirds, for insects like monarch butterflies.
What are some of the programs you do to help people with those restoration projects?
Well, we participate in educational events like what we're doing today. We produce the Missouri Prairie Journal 3 times a year that goes to our members, and that information, and it's also available on our website for anyone to view. And that magazine provides articles about using prairie plants on your property, about prairie ecology. We have workshops. We have 2 coming up in Independence, Missouri on May 29th and May 30th about using native plants in bioswales and for rain gardens, in both in cities, for city use in municipalities and for homeowners. So we have workshops on how to use native plants. We have a native plant sale coming up in Columbia at Bass Pro on May 16th. There will be 5 native plant vendors there, so that's a great opportunity for your listeners to come down to that sale and purchase native plants for their home landscaping.
Now, just for our listeners who don't know, how big is this program? How many people are involved, and what area do you guys cover?
The Missouri Prairie Foundation is a 49-year-old prairie conservation organization. We're nonprofit, and we have about 1,800 members around the state. We're governed by a volunteer board of directors, and they hail from all over the state. We own and manage more than 3,000 acres of prairie in 18 different tracts of land. Most of those are in west, central, and southwest Missouri.
Now, just a little oddball question here. I understand on the west coast that they're having quite a few problems with water supply, that kind of thing. If Missouri loses its prairie, do you think we could see that kind of thing happen here?
Well, there are many factors around drought and in Missouri, we're blessed with much higher precipitation than in some parts of the West Coast. I will say that the more native vegetation we use on our landscape, prairie vegetation and other native plants from our forests and wetlands, the more we use those native plants and the more we protect those remnant prairies and remnant wetlands, the better the land can absorb rainwater and release it slowly to streams. So using that native vegetation on our landscape is very important for water quality issues.
and that ends up going into people's homes and helping out things like farming and agriculture?
Well, you can. There are definitely farmers who incorporate strips of prairie plants on their farms for many reasons. One, because they enjoy the beauty of those plants. They want to attract quail and other wildlife. They enjoy that. They recognize how important pollinators are. And so those plants are providing nectar and pollen sources for pollinators, which are also important for pollinating many of our food crops. So, yes, there are many farmers in Missouri who do use either protect remnant prairies on their property or who plant strips of native prairie plants for some of the reasons I just mentioned.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
We know that Missourians place a very high value on conservation, and so we're very lucky in the state that we have so many fabulous natural resources and wildlife resources, and we're here at the Capitol today to celebrate how much Missourians value conservation and to provide more information here about how everyone can be involved in learning more about our wonderful wildlife and natural resources in the state.
All right, thank you so much.